We made some strides last week. It was good to see us getting some more chunks as far as, you know, our 10-plus running game. We haven't been doing that. We were kind of sticking in that 3 to 4 range per rush. And, you know, to average, we were 5.2 this game. If you take away the kneel downs, it was good to see for us.
A lot of people in this offense want to get their hands on the ball. When you're calling the offense, is there some consideration to getting different guys' touches as the game moves along?
No, it works out. The way that it's been going right now, we haven't really had to worry about any of that. Nobody really – our skilled guys don't say anything. They're too busy trying to execute their assignment to worry about how many balls they've come to them. At the end of the game, it just seems to be working out.
I know you're really always into the next day, next play, all that stuff, but have you been able to appreciate at all the type of efficiency, what type, you know, historical stuff that Peyton's been able to do over these first 3 weeks, and kind of sit back and say, it is special.
I guess we're so quick to move on to the next step after the game's over, especially this week playing on Monday night. I mean, we had, you know, it was like 2 hours to enjoy the game before you went to bed, and then your next day we're on to Philly. So we haven't had really a chance to look back and say, hey, we were good in this. I guess everything we're doing, we're saying we need to work on this. We need to improve on this. And that's been our main focus, you know, this week, is what do we have to fix from the last game?
Against the Raiders, was there a conscious effort to do the 4-minute drill? I mean, there's two different ways you can attack it. You could have kept trying to score, move the ball through the air a little bit more. I know the situation called for running somewhat, but is that something that, you know, the big picture you wanted to really work on last week?
I guess going into that game, you're not thinking about it because you never know when you're going to get in that situation. But when it does, we do have a chance to work on it. That's what we want to do. And we need to be more successful in that area, and we turn the ball over, and we can't do that. And right there was a massive lesson. You know, thankfully for us, it didn't affect the game. So we got to figure out a way to hold on to the ball and finish that drive. We got to finish those drives with the ball in our hand or in the end zone, however it works out.
Adam, going back to Lindsay's question, is it ingrained in your coaching philosophy to look at the points you left on the field rather than the successes you had? And do you think you've left a lot of points out there, even though you're scoring so much?
I think the sack fumble is the one that bothers me, because that was a bad play call. I put Chris in a bad position there. That was a ball holder. We didn't need it, you know. And that would be one where I'd want to take back, because our guys, if we put them in the right positions, they make it work. And I feel like on that play call, I didn't put them in the right position, and that one bothers me. And that's one I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
So you put that on your shoulders?
That play, absolutely, absolutely. That was a terrible call.
How did Chris did in his first start?
He did very well. I was impressed. A great communication. I mean, that's the biggest and hardest part of what we do, is making sure we're all on the same page. And like we talked about before, he's been doing it with the ones since the spring. So he's ahead of the curve. And right now it's going to be, hey, can he keep this up every game? You know, like he told me after the game, that's the first time he's played a full game since college. So, you know, every week's just got to be a little bit better for him.
And I think one of maybe the things about it surprised some of us about him was that we've never really got to see him run block before, because he's always kind of been an extra tight end, or, you know, you guys are out here not tackling. How do you think he seemed really aggressive in that? Is that a plus for him?
I think that's the one thing that he's worked on through the spring and in training camp, to be a better run blocker. We've always felt really good with him as a pass protector, and what he showed the other day was that's what we're looking for, and he's only going to get better from here on out.
How about Manny? How comfortable is he looking now, 3 games into his starting reign?
He's on the upside. You know, every game that we play, he's going to get a little more comfortable. Peyton and him, the communication there, it's to the point where you can see that there's over communication to make sure everybody's on the same page, and that's what we're looking for.
Coach, when Julius in his pass reception in the end zone, you know, every game so far, but has he been in the run game?
He's done well. You know, right now I would say, from where he's come and not really doing it to now being thrown in the fire, he's really showing a lot of improvement. We're, you know, trying to use those guys to the best of their ability. You know, when we get Virgil in there, obviously he does a really good job, and we're able to kind of help Julius out to where he's not always the point of attack, and I think that's helping our run game a lot.
After when you were coaching going fast, looking to go fast. Did you watch Chip Kelly's Oregon offense as you were, devising this whole offense in the off season?
No, we didn't look at Oregon.
You did not?
No.
As an offensive guy, you appreciate kind of what they're doing, innovation.
I haven't seen a whole bunch of them. I caught a little bit of that Kansas City game, and just kind of passing through. You know, some other guys were watching, and I kind of saw a couple things, but I haven't really. I mean, we got enough things going on our side of the ball to worry about a defense and worry about somebody else's offense.
What's the Philly defense look like to you?
They're doing a good job of creating turnovers. They're doing a really good job in the red area, and that's going to be our biggest struggle, is to make sure that we're scoring touchdowns in the red area and we're not kicking field goals.
When you face a team with a new coach, do you rely more on film from this year as opposed to in games in the past?
Try to focus on what they're doing right now. If you start chasing ghosts, that's when problems arise.